box office bargains. Successful films made for next to nothing. How much does it cost to make a successful film? Not much, as the following films will show. The Blair Witch Project, 1999. The Blair Witch Project was a documentary-style horror film with a clever marketing strategy. As part of the build-up to the release of the film, viewers were told that the film had been created from footage found on a video camera in an abandoned house. According to the rumors, three film students were making a documentary in the Black Hills in Maryland about the mysterious Blair Witch. However, they disappeared and were never seen or heard of again, although their video and sound equipment was discovered a year later. The film itself was shot for around $20,000, although much more was spent on the marketing campaign. It eventually grossed more than $200 million, making it one of the most profitable films of all time. Paranormal Activity, 2009. Paranormal Activity was made in a similar style. A young couple suspect there's a poltergeist in their home, so they decide to investigate. They set up a video camera and leave it recording during the night while they're asleep. The production budget was even smaller than the Blair Witch Project at $11,000, and the film made $193 million at the box office. A similar movie set in a haunted hospital called Grave Encounters is due for release this year. Monsters, 2010. It's hard to believe that a film about an alien invasion could be made for so little, but Monsters was produced for just $500,000, quite cheap compared to similar movies. The crew for this film consisted of two people, and it was shot on cameras bought from a high street electronics shop. The actors were given a brief outline of the plot, and most of the film was improvised. They even used ordinary people they came across in Guatemala, where filming took place, as the actors. All the special effects were created using commercial software on a PC in the director's bedroom. The film has earned more than $4 million so far. El Mariachi, 1992. Considered one of the most amazing achievements in low-budget cinema, Robert Rodriguez's first film was made for an incredibly low $7,000. More than half the money was raised from Rodriguez's participation in clinical drug trials. There was no film crew, and the actors who weren't in scenes had to help out. The film was originally aimed at the Spanish-speaking market. It's all in Spanish. However, a remake in English called Desperado starred Selma Hayek and Antonio Banderas and had a much bigger budget. Palm Wonderful Presents, The Greatest Movie Ever Sold, 2011. While this documentary film has the highest budget on the list, $1.5 million, it differs in that it actually paid for itself. In the film, Morgan Spurlock, who is famous for his documentary about the fast food industry, Super Size Me, takes a look at the world of advertising, branding, and product placement. The interesting thing is that the film is funded entirely by advertising, branding, and product placement. For example, Morgan can often be seen in a BMW Mini and regularly drinks a bottle of Palm Wonderful Pomegranate Juice. Now that's good thinking. So what are you waiting for? Grab a camera and start making that film.